Ripple joins Singapore's central bank sandbox to test RLUSD-powered trade settlements. Singapore's Monetary Authority, MAS, has accepted Ripple into its Bloom initiative, a sandbox program designed to test settlement infrastructure for tokenized bank liabilities and regulated stablecoins. Ripple will partner with supply chain finance firm Unlock to pilot automated cross-border trade payments using RLUSD, its dollar-pegged stablecoin, on the XRP ledger. The announcement, reported by CoinDesk on March 25th, comes as Ripple's third significant move in 3 weeks, following an expansion of Ripple Payments into a full-stack stablecoin platform and the acquisition of an Australian financial services license. What Bloom actually tests. Bloom is not a generic fintech accelerator. The MAS program specifically targets the infrastructure layer for moving tokenized value between institutions. It tests whether regulated stablecoins and tokenized deposits can handle real settlement workloads, not whether blockchain is ready for finance in the abstract. For Ripple, acceptance into the program signals that MAS considers the RLUSD on XRP ledger stack credible enough for regulated experimentation. That distinction matters more for Ripple's enterprise pipeline than exchange listings or new payments corridors. Government sandbox participation carries implicit regulatory endorsement that no amount of marketing can replicate. How the Unlock pilot works traditional cross-border trade finance is a slow, paper-heavy process. A typical shipment between two countries involves documentary credits, manual verification at multiple checkpoints, and correspondent banking relationships that can stretch settlement times from days to weeks. Each intermediary adds cost and delay. The Ripple Unlock pilot replaces that chain with programmable, condition-triggered payments. Unlock's SC Plus platform bundles trade obligations, settlement conditions, and financing workflows into a single execution layer. When predefined conditions are met, such as shipment verification or customs clearance, RLUSD settles automatically on the XRP ledger without waiting for manual approvals. The practical difference. Instead of a shipper waiting for a bank in country A to verify documents, send them to a bank in country B, wait for confirmation, and then release funds through a correspondent network, the settlement executes the moment the agreed conditions are satisfied on-chain. Why trade finance is the right test case. Trade finance is a $10 trillion annual market that still runs largely on paper. The International Chamber of Commerce has estimated that documentary trade finance processes involve an average of 36 original documents and 240 copies per transaction. Banks have tried to digitize these workflows for decades, with limited success because the correspondent banking system has no shared ledger. Stablecoin-powered settlement on a public blockchain sidesteps that coordination problem. Both parties see the same ledger. Conditions are enforced by code rather than manual review, and settlement is final when the transaction confirms. The trade finance use case also avoids the volatility objection that plagues crypto payments. RLUSD is a dollar-pegged stablecoin, so neither buyer nor seller takes currency risk during the settlement window. MAS has been building toward this for years. Singapore's Project Ubin, 2016-2020, explored blockchain-based interbank settlement. Project Guardian, 2022-present, expanded into tokenized assets. Bloom is the next step, focusing specifically on whether these systems can handle production-grade settlement for regulated instruments. Ripple's three-week sprint. The Bloom participation does not exist in isolation. Ripple has been stacking institutional credentials. Ripple Payments expansion. The company broadened its payments product from a cross-border remittance tool into a full-stack platform that incorporates RLUSD as a native settlement asset. This shifts Ripple's pitch from use our network to use our stablecoin as the settlement layer. Australian license. Ripple acquired a financial services license in the Australian market, adding another regulated jurisdiction to its operational footprint. Combined with Singapore's MAS major payment institution license, secured in late 2025, Ripple now has regulatory standing in two of Asia-Pacific's most important financial centers. Bloom Sandbox. The MAS acceptance validates the technical stack at a sovereign level. Sandbox programs require formal application, technical review, and regulatory sign-off. Getting in is not automatic. What this means for XRP and RLUSD XRP traded at 142 as of March 25, 2026, up 0.5% over 24 hours, with the broader market in a fear state, fear and greed index at 35. The Bloom announcement has not produced an immediate price spike, which is typical for infrastructure-level developments that take months to show commercial results. The more relevant signal is what Bloom means for RLUSD adoption. If the pilot demonstrates that RLUSD can handle condition-based trade settlements in a regulated sandbox, Ripple has a reference case for pitching the same stack to banks and trade finance platforms globally. Trade finance is one of the few sectors where blockchain's value proposition, shared ledger plus programmable settlement, directly solves a real operational pain point, rather than creating a marginally faster version of something that already works. For crypto card users in Singapore, the development adds another layer to the city-state's growing role as a digital asset hub. Singapore already supports multiple stablecoin-denominated spending options through various card providers, and deeper institutional stablecoin infrastructure could eventually improve the rails that connect crypto wallets to everyday spending.